Let me tell you about the Wrecker and the Death Ship. A story from the Wild, Wild West. The story of the Wrecker and the Death Ship. For the wicked there shall be no rest. Some say he was shipwrecked, it floundered in a storm. Half drowned, his body washed ashore one misty morn. Others say he was a pirate, taken to be hanged. He jumped ship and swam until swept upon the strand. It found himself a tumble down, down by the quay. Nobody dared question him, everyone let him be. He lived on rats and mackerel, he stole and begged for beer. Never went to church as the congregation offered up their prayers. They say he put a spell onto Melzer Dremaine, a widow of a fisherman who drowned off the Land's End. They were married in the winter with the holly berries red. It buried her in the summer with the flies buzzing round his head. So now he lived alone in the house up on the cliff. Below the sea would rage and crash within the cove as if trying to reach the stranger and sweep him from the land. Oh, however much the sea did hold, this man he did withstand. Eh? So now you're hearing about the Wrecker and the Death Ship, a story from the Wild, Wild West. The story of the Wrecker and the Death Ship, for the wicked there shall be no rest. He'd walk his hobbled horse along the cliffs, the lantern burning bright, hanging from the forenag's neck, bobbing like a ship's stern light. Crews at sea would follow, expecting a safe route, but they found too late they'd been deceived by a devilish brute. Vessel upon vessel was wrecked along the coast. As the sailors struggled to the shore, they soon gave up the ghost. Standing above them, swinging axe and club, stood the Wrecker, caution and a chop in the sea, boiled with their blood. As the men sank to their watery grave, he bought booty from the sea. Silks and baccy, brandy, such fine goods of luxury. He grew rich from his plunder, but none of it he shared. The constable did not cross him, the smugglers didn't dare. He lived a long and prosperous life till finally the day came when the fiend came for his own to claim. Lying on his deathbed, the Wrecker wailed, "Oh Jesus, save me from the devil sailors who tear me to pieces!" You're listening to the Wrecker and the Death Ship, the story from the Wild, Wild West. This is the story of the Wrecker and the Death Ship, for the wicked there shall be no rest. Men bringing in the harvest saw the clouds go dark, and a hollow voice filled the sky proclaiming, "Hark! The parson was battling for the soul, reading from the Bible, but exorcisms take their toll. A black coat barged around the bed, then a black dog with red eyes. Parson passed out, that's really real, his head did fly. Out at sea was seen a black heavy square-rigged ship, coming in against wind and tide without a soul on it. A big black cloud above, it came right up on the shore. Mast towered above the rooftop, lightning thunder roared. As one last wail was heard from the Wrecker's voice inside, the shroud cloud descended and the poor wretch died. The dwelling shook and trembled, the house burst into flames, and the ship sailed out to sea back to the place from whence it came. But still the sky was dark and thunder rumbled still, a hollow voice the heavens filled. story from the wild, wild west. So now you know the Racker and the Death Ship. For the wicked there shall be no rest. You can tell the story of the Racker and the Death Ship, a story from the wild, wild west. The story of the Racker and the Death Ship. For the wicked there shall be no rest.